Violent protests marred U.S. President George W. Bush's visit to Mexico, with demonstrators battling riot police outside the U.S. embassy. The disturbances were only the latest clashes during Bush's five-country tour of Latin America, which concludes today. Latin American expert and fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, Roger Noriega, says there is a general agreement about the importance of the United States working towards social justice in Latin America. At the same time, he says there is deep disagreement about the sort of policies that will help achieve this goal.
Both Calderon and Lula in Mexico and Brazil, respectively, do respect democratic institutions, but they also recognize that there is a social justice problem in Latin America, that there has been some economic growth in the region, but the very poor, in point of fact, have lost ground in these countries. So it's essential that governments invest in education, health, so that people can start to generate wealth on their own and have a stake in society. That is for the long-term good and success of democracy in Latin America. The problem that we have is that statist populist prescriptions are used to empower government and the state, and that usually is to the detriment of the exercise of political freedom.